I'm liking her banzuki in the night. I bite her big banzuki. She turns into vampire. She turns into Dracula in the night.
Let me know. le maikutlo o ngahlile ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene iyo o ngahlile maikutlo o ngahlile ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene.
Temple Sounds of Culture. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya Osiridoli. Until the next one, take it easy. And thanks for tuning in.
Give my all. You can see the. tried to do. came home. So,
if your dreams right away, don't let forget, be ever grateful, don't forget to pray. This may be your last chance to say I love you. You forgive my fault.
Chance to say I love. don't get it that these guys are playing for keeps, that they are going after you, that they are not going to leave any little bit left for you. There's only one thing that the ruling circles throughout history have ever wanted, and that's everything.
That's Michael Parenti, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Michael Parenti on fascism, the false revolution. Fascism is being mentioned more and more in the context of U.S. and European elections. It is a word that is bandied about often rather loosely. Orwell wrote that it is understood to be something not desirable. But it is a complex political and economic synergy that has racism, xenophobia, force, and nationalism as its animating matrix. It involves heavy doses of propaganda and media manipulation. Mussolini, in one of his more honest moments, said, "Fascism should be more properly called corporatism, since it is the merger of state and corporate power." For Americans, it is universally associated with despotic regimes in other countries. It can't happen here, right? Huey Long, the self-styled populist governor of Louisiana, once warned, "If fascism ever comes to America, it will come wrapped in an American flag." To talk about fascism is Michael Parenti. He's a brilliant and articulate orator and independent political analyst, and the author of many books, including Democracy for the Few, Against Empire, and The Assassination of Julius Caesar, which was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in Berkeley, California in 1995. And now, Michael Parenti.
I want to look at some of the neglected attributes of fascism and its relevance for what's happening today. Before World War I, Benito Mussolini was a socialist. But many of his socialist comrades thought he was less interested in advancing the cause of socialism than in advancing himself. And sure enough, the minute that the wealthy classes in Italy offered him financial support and the promise of power, he didn't hesitate to switch sides. We know about people who switch sides, don't we? And with the huge sums he got from wealthy interests, Mussolini was able to project himself onto the national scene as the acknowledged leader of I Fasci di Combattimento, it was called, a movement composed of ex-army officers and various other toughs who were used as a kind of anti-labor militia. They specialized in attacking unions, peasant farm cooperatives, socialists, communists, and anarchists. After World War I, Italy's parliamentary government faced a post-war recession. To maintain profit levels, the large industrialists and big landowners would have to slash wages and raise prices. The state, in turn, would have to provide the big owners with massive subsidies and tax exemptions. To finance this corporate welfareism, the populace would have to be taxed more heavily, and social welfare expenditures would have to be drastically cut. Does all of this sound familiar? But the government wasn't completely free to apply these harsh measures, because many Italian workers and peasants had their own unions and fairly strong political organizations, with demonstrations, strikes, boycotts, factory takeovers, the forcible occupation of farmlands, and all these things.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org.